The first thing is stop scrolling. Like, stop using social media when you're planning on how to use social media. Because what ends up happening is that we actually lose our voice. We lose the sense of our own creativity, our own thoughts, because we're comparing. Time. You're wasting your time, and you're also, like, really diluting your own thoughts and your own way of showing up. Mm. And so there's definitely blocks where I block out, or times that I block out where I am doing market research and I want to see what my competitors are doing from a brand perspective and services. But when I'm first starting, I want to show up the way I want to show up, authentically to who I am.
Hey everyone, I'm Maria Sansone, and welcome to this episode of Mom to Mom, the podcast. Let me ask you something. Do you ever think about your brand? Now, sure, if you are an entrepreneur or you're a business owner, you probably think about your brand all the time. Sometimes it can be a full-time job. But even if you're not, we all have a brand, right? We all have a reputation. And I think I speak for all of us when I say we want to be as productive as possible in our day, whatever that looks like. And my guest today is going to help us with all of that. She has laid the blueprint for us, and I can't wait for you to meet her. She is unapologetic, she's confident, she's smart. And about 10 years ago, she turned to social media as a creative outlet, and then she went for it and became a full-time entrepreneur despite any fears she had. And she's going to tell us how that happened. So Marina Middleton is the founder of Empowered Confidence. She is a business and brand developer. She is a podcast host. She hosts the podcast called She Did It Anyway, which I happen to love. She is co-creator of the Blueprint Mastermind, which she'll tell us all about. And she's a mom, most importantly, here on Mom to Mom. That's a big deal. And today, even if you're not looking to start your own business, she's going to share how to break through any walls that are standing in your way of being productive and being the person that you want to be professionally and personally. I have to tell you, I took away so many tips from this conversation that I'm already implementing in my day-to-day, and I'm kind of loving it. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my guest today, Marina Middleton.
So nice to meet you.
It's so great, and I love that we're in person.
I love that we're in person, too. So for people who don't understand what you do, you work with brands and help people discover their brand. Like, explain a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people don't understand that we are all brands. Everybody has a personal brand. It is your reputation. And so when I went out on my own, I realized that the privilege of going out on my own was because I had built my personal brand and people knew me. So I was like, what if I can help more people build their personal brand so they can then, you know, climb the ladder, start the business? And so that's what we do. We help entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, even employees in corporate with their messaging, how to show up, their visual identity, everything from their outfits to their logo and their marketing strategy, really helping them show up.
So your background is in marketing?
Yep, I went to school for marketing. I actually originally went for criminal justice because I wanted to translate Arabic for the FBI. And I did my internship at a maximum prison. And I was like, this might not be for me. And so I changed into marketing and I love it. And then I worked for Yahoo, Yahoo News, and Tumblr.
Wow. I used to work for Yahoo for a moment in time, too.
Really?
It's a show called The Nine, which was the morning show on Yahoo. Maybe we crossed over once upon a time.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you kind of did a pivot, though, because I always tell people when they're starting out, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So you've got to try things.
Totally.
Because you may not know that that wasn't your career path, and you could have been going full steam ahead until you actually spent a day in those shoes and you were like, yeah, no, this
and
isn't for me.
You figure it out along the way. A lot of us, we live in a world where we want clarity and we need to figure it out, and you can't get clarity without action. And so I wouldn't have known that I didn't like this thing if I didn't try it. And even with entrepreneurship, you evolve along the way.
And I've listened to your podcast, which is fantastic, by the way. I love that it's so like bite-sized and you have so many great tips. But you talk about how we can't let our mistakes be our failures. Yeah. They are really a tool to learn. So mistakes are really an important part of growth.
Totally. I actually realize that we try to avoid mistakes. Mm-hmm. We try to avoid failure. It's like crippling to some of us, this fear of failing. And so it holds us back. But what we don't realize is once you fail, you have data. You can now collect information and realize, oh, wait, it didn't work because of this.
Yeah.
And you have something to go off of.
Right.
Now imagine you just succeed and you win. You don't have anything to go off of besides just the wins. And then what happens when you fail?
It's called experience.
Yes.
They aren't all good experiences. It's experience.
Yeah, and you need it. You really need the failure. And the second that I repositioned and reframed how I viewed failure, everything changed. I welcomed new opportunities. I welcomed risk. I welcomed failure because it really allowed me to get one step closer to that bigger picture.
Would you identify as a perfectionist?
Yes. Oh my God. It's like, it really can hold me back sometimes.
Right.
But then I'm just yelling to my team all day, ship it. We just got to ship it. Like, because imagine you don't. It's like people are really chasing perfection and not progress. And so you can have something that's perfect, but you're not going to get anywhere and progress.
I've said this before on the show, but I tell myself this every single day. My dad tells me this every time we talk. Maria, perfect is the enemy of the good.
Yes.
Perfect is the enemy of the good. You just sometimes have to get it done.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how you were able to shift your focus on failure being a perfectionist, because it's like, it's so hard to fail as someone who wants perfect all the time.
To be honest, it was more of an ego thing. I was really sick of watching other people get further ahead than me. Because they were
just doing
it.
Stuff.
They're just doing it.
Right.
And even with my clients, sometimes, you know, we want the strategy. We want the answers. And I can give you the strategy. I can give you the exact blueprint. I can give you every single thing that you need.
But you got to do it.
You literally just have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really it. Like, I really repositioning that came from me being like, these people are doing it. And they're getting ahead of me.
Right.
I just need to do it and just get over this perfect
And
result.
It's not perfect. A
it
lot
will
of what
be.
I see, a lot of what I consume and what I love isn't perfect at all. It's very raw, actually. I'm thinking like in terms of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And so it's not necessarily like the
it's
execution.
So relatable.
It's how you do it. You just have to do it. Like, throw it out there and see what sticks. So with all the people you work with, and women especially, what do you think is the most common roadblock? Like, what are people coming to you the most with?
Yeah, so they don't know where to begin. Mm. They have so many different things that they want to do. They have so many dreams and ideas. And there's also so much noise online.
Yeah.
And so really being able to take a step back, take a breather and say, okay, this is what I really want to focus on. This is what I'm going to do. Here is where I'm going to start is where we always begin. It's just, we need to calm it down, calm the noises, put everything on paper and then go. But that is the one thing that always comes up
you
is I don't know where to begin.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
And you
kind of
just have to pick a spot.
Yeah.
Pick something.
Yeah.
Do it. See if it works. If not, you have data to collect.
I'm sure you have like professional advice that you give people, but one of the things I do is if I have something that feels very overwhelming, I just say, all right, Maria, give it 15 minutes.
Mm.
Like, give it 15 minutes, and after 15 minutes, if you don't feel it, then stop. But I end up usually completing the task just by getting into it. What do you say to people who don't feel like motivated? They can't get it off the ground.
Yeah. So I just did this podcast episode about motivation. So there is this misconception that you're always going to be motivated. I am such a hyper person, and people think that I wake up every day and I'm like, yes, life, I love it. I get to do it again. And it's like, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for life. I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I have, but I get motivated by doing the things. And so I might not want to go to the gym. And so guess what? I have to get my clothes on and get my butt into the gym. And so in terms of the motivation, focus less on the motivation and focus more on the actual goal. Mm. And I like to create little milestones that I'm like, today I'm going to accomplish this. If I don't do anything today, but I accomplish this, it will move the needle in my business.
And then you feel so much better.
Totally.
Too, because then it gives you the confidence.
Yeah, and it's not as overwhelming when you're looking at this like long list of items. And I always want to remind people that there's a difference between projects and tasks. Mm. And so really thinking about the bigger picture, that's a project, and breaking that up into tasks, it will help you not feel so overwhelmed.
Yeah, and then one of the things we've talked about a bit about on Mom to Mom is imposter syndrome.
It's the
like
worst.
We could do a whole
episode.
A whole TED talk yeah. on this. But yeah. it definitely affects women quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think it paralyzes many of us because we are concerned about the big task and like, who do we think we are? Why are we even doing this? No one's going to like this. And it really holds us back, these voices in our head.
Yeah, and I realized that it actually never goes away. Mm-hmm. At no point in your success, it never goes away. Even when you win the awards or you get to, you accomplish the goal, you will still have that voice of, do I belong here? Mm-hmm. Is everybody gonna think I'm, you know, this like phony? Mm-hmm. There's always going to be more that you can learn. And I just always try to remind myself and my clients that it's like, that voice is just trying to protect you and really differentiating, are you in danger or is this something new and exciting? And that's what's scaring
scary,
you.
Scary, of course.
That's it.
And the top level people, they all have imposter syndrome.
They have it the worst.
They all identify with having imposter syndrome.
Totally.
So you're on the right track if you've got voices in your head.
Are you looking for your summer guide to adventures in Boston, the perfect recipes for your family, or exclusive interviews with your favorite celebrities? Well, you can get all of that in one place in your inbox with the Hubbub newsletter. To sign up, all you have to do is go to nbc10boston.com/newsletters, drop your email, and you'll be in the know.
Before we get any further, I want to talk about being a mom. So you have a son. Tell us about him.
Yes, Sebastian. He is 7.5. He'll be 8 in November. And he's the best thing ever. I mean, every age I keep saying it's my favorite age, but it just comes with its own set of challenges.
Yeah.
And I actually believe I'm the best entrepreneur because of him.
Really?
How so? I learned so much from him. I like tell him whatever advice I give him throughout the day. I'm like, oh, I need to listen to that. I need to, you know, like even when he goes to school or he'll start school on Thursday, but I'm like, you know, you get to choose how your day is. You get to choose how you react to things. And I'm like, yeah, Marina.
If only I did that.
You get to choose, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love it.
And there's no better feeling, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but when your kids are proud of you and what you do, like, is he aware of what you do? And does he see the hustle?
Yeah, he comes everywhere with me. And my biggest flex was that he knew what I did versus what my husband did, his dad. And so I was like, okay, I'm doing a good job at really explaining what I do. But he comes everywhere with me if I'm speaking on stages, if it's like, he's just always there. And I think it's really cool that to him, entrepreneurship will be normal. What we do is just normal. And so we're not, you know, we're not putting him in a box of you have to do this, you have to go to school for this. It's we really just want to support him in whatever is he wants to do.
So being a mom, it can be really hard to find time for yourself and to prioritize that. If you add being an entrepreneur to that, I would imagine it's very difficult because there are no days off. It's a 24/7 when you're an entrepreneur. So how do you help your clients prioritize like me time and special time for themselves?
Yeah, so that alone, I don't think we realize how much of a privilege it is to get to pick what you want to do, when you want to do it, to allocate even time for yourself. And so I always want to like acknowledge that it is, we're always in a privileged position to be like, okay, from, you know, 5 to 6 in the morning, it's my time and I don't have to focus on anything else. So with that, boundaries is my biggest thing. I create this thing called non-negotiable list. Mm. And with my non-negotiable list, I have it for my relationship, my friendships, parenthood, myself, my career, and I make a list of the things that I need to be a better human, right? And so for me to be able to be the best mom, the best wife, the best entrepreneur, the best daughter, I need certain things. And that looks different for everybody. With social media, sometimes we think that, you know, because we see people wake up at 5 a.m., I have to wake up at 5 a.m. Or, you know,
get ready with me.
Yeah, it's like,
I wake up at 5, make my bed, and drink water with lemon. I roll out.
That might not be ideal for everybody, you know? For me, I need to be in bed by like 8:30, which is so early for some people, but I wake up early. And so really figuring out what it is that your day looks like and what fuels you and trying different things. And so waking up before everybody else does and just having a time for yourself, that to me, no matter what time that is, you have to do it because you know how it is. Like you wake up and you're like, mom, this. And I'm like,
I get more done in that like 20 minutes. Sometimes I can get up really early and it's a good hour. And it's like, oh, The birds are chirping, life is good. But even if I get 20 minutes of having my own coffee and like checking emails, everything's clearer. I'm like, okay, I can handle this and just get it done.
Exactly, just figuring out what it is that you need to fuel yourself.
So do you recommend, you talk about systems and I know how important they are to you. So do you recommend like writing this all out? Like preparing for your day, you know, a week in advance or a day in advance, or how do you actually
do it?
How can you actually do this?
Yeah, so people probably think I have a manic episode every single time I do it, because every Sunday I sit down and look at my week. I look at what meetings and what obligations I have. Sebastian always comes first. It's not even an option. So sports, anything like that, and I block it off on my calendar. Then I go into my work, what meetings do I already have and what exists? And then I work backwards of what is the goal, what is the focus. Right now we're launching the Blueprint Mastermind, and so we have certain meetings throughout the week, right? Mm-hmm. And certain content. And so breaking that up throughout each day is really, really important. And so I really work backwards that way. And then every morning, this is an overkill, but every morning I
give
write,
it to me.
It's so bad, and even the night before, from 6 a.m. or 5:30, whenever my alarm goes off, until 9 p.m. And every single time slot is filled in of what I'm doing.
Really?
I give myself a lot of grace in the sense of not everything gets accomplished.
Right.
Not everything goes as planned. But for whatever reason, having that where I'm like, I know from 5:30 to 6, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
From 6 to 7, I'm going to F45.
You know what?
It really helps me.
I'm going to say, I'm not a very structured person, but when I find myself working from home, which so many people did, on days when I do work from home, I have to have a very strict schedule or I'm off, you know, smelling the roses. I'm off doing crazy things. But when I have that schedule, it's amazing how I stick to it. Totally. I kind of like memorize it.
Yeah.
And I stick to it.
And you're not scrolling. You find yourself like you're not scrolling, you're not comparing
yourself.
Oh,
gotta get to the next thing.
Yeah, and then you realize, you know, a lot, I have to pick up Sebastian from school or, you know, from sports.
And I have forgotten.
Yeah.
On work from home day. Because I get so, like,
into
manic
it.
Into things. And I'm like, and the school was calling one time. I'm like, what do they want? Yeah. What? Oh, you want me to pick my child up? Rude. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. But that's the biggest thing. It's just, like, having a structure, because I will tell you, when I let time go by and I'm not productive during the day, everyone in the house feels it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, I'm annoyed, I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm like, why? Why do I do this? I can just organize my life a little bit more. And
do you like pencil in free time?
Yeah, so yes, like, there's so much free time.
We can't be a, you know, productive all the time.
Yeah, even like some of my workouts, there have been times where I pulled in the gym and I'm like, you know what? Today's a walk day.
There you go.
I just want to walk. I'm not doing this like hard workout or anything like that. And so, yeah, one of the biggest things that my non-negotiables is I actually, no matter where I'm working, especially home, I eat my lunch away from my desk without my computer open, without my notebook.
Love that.
Just eating my lunch.
I like that a lot.
Groundbreaking, isn't it?
Yes, it like- is. Yes. And as someone who really prioritizes food.
like the little things.
I really like that. So you mentioned social media really quick, and we could do like an entire podcast on social media, but your social media is a lot of fun to follow and to watch, and I can tell you enjoy what you're doing. For a lot of people, and I'm sure the brands that you work with, it doesn't come natural for everybody. Mm. But anyone who's trying to have a business now has to have a presence on social media. So how do you talk to them about that? How do you help them find their voice and their motivation to like start doing stuff on social?
Yeah, the first thing is stop scrolling. Like stop using social media when you're planning on how to use social media. Because what ends up happening is that we actually lose our voice. We lose the sense of our own creativity, our own thoughts, because we're comparing.
And meanwhile,
ourselves.
You think you're being inspired.
No, and we call it market research. And you're not doing market research.
You're
wasting your time, and you're also like really diluting your own thoughts and your own way of showing up. Mm. And so there's definitely blocks where I block out, or times that I block out where I am doing market research and I want to see what my competitors are doing from a brand perspective and services. But when I'm first starting, I want to show up the way I want to show up authentically to who I am. And that, as long as you can remember, you are not speaking to everybody. You are not going to resonate with everyone. And that's okay. You don't want to speak to everybody. You want to talk to that one person that's looking for you and your content and your, you know, power and your voice. And so taking a step back, stop scrolling, and really figuring out how you want to show up and what are things you love to talk about.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to be something that you're monetizing, but first, just what is it that you're really good at?
Yes. And if you build it, they will come.
Yes. Totally. And just having fun. Have you ever scrolled on social media and you saw someone and you're like, oh, they are forced to show up. They're yes. forced to do this like brand promotion or something. And
yeah.
it's like, doesn't feel authentic and you're yeah. not relating. That is the problem of trying to force yourself to show up, but really having fun and then figuring out what is your favorite source of media. So for me, I love video. Like mm-hmm. I just love being on video. I can talk all day. Some people, my clients, you cannot pay no. them to get them on video.
Right, right.
And so rather than thinking that's going to hold you back and like, that's it, I'm not going to, figure out a different form.
Right.
And so that could be writing. So figuring out, okay, well, maybe it's your captions. Maybe you're using LinkedIn articles more. Maybe you're writing a blog. Like really figuring out what you're good at and doubling down on that and not trying to conform to what everybody else is doing.
That is such good advice.
Are you looking for your summer guide to adventures in Boston, the perfect recipes for your family, or exclusive interviews with your favorite celebrities? Well, you can get all of that in one place in your inbox with the Hubbub newsletter. To sign up, all you have to do is go to nbc10boston.com/newsletters, drop your email, and you'll be in the know.
I want to talk about your new project that you've been working so hard, The Blueprint, with a friend of the show, Allie Webb. She was on.
Allie?
Yes.
I love Allie.
Yes. She was on back when Mom to Mom was in my attic and we were on Zoom during the pandemic. Yeah.
I love Allie. Yeah. So The Blueprint, it's a mastermind for entrepreneurs who are looking to take their business to the next level. So it's with Allie Webb and Jacqueline Johnson. Allie Webb's obviously from Dry Bar and Jacqueline Johnson is the founder of Create and Cultivate. And it has been such a pleasure building this mastermind and really changing the game of coaching with this one service.
And isn't collaborating like such a high?
It's so funny
because you're with like great people.
As an entrepreneur, most of us start as solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so working with other people, not only just one, but two people, has been the most motivating experience ever. And it's so great because you can kind of go back and forth and ask. Yeah, I love it.
Yes, yes. Having done projects in a vacuum, I know how that is. And then having been able to collaborate with people, like, I literally feel like I get high when I'm in a room and like, you know, ideas are going and it's so much fun.
Yeah, that was us getting off the call yesterday.
Yeah,
we're going through it. So yeah, so we're in the process of enrollment now and it's a 6-month mastermind for entrepreneurs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to check it out. So before I let you go, we'll do a quick little quick fire. So I'll just throw a question at you and then the first thing sort of that comes to mind.
Cool.
Okay. Favorite podcast to listen to, can't say your own.
Ooh, that's a Mom to Mom.
I love it. Must read book. And I know you did a podcast on your like top five.
Must read book. Story brand. Building a story brand. That's a good one.
Building a story brand.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to write that down. Non-negotiable daily self-care task.
Waking up before everybody else.
I like that one. Biggest role model.
My mom.
Of course. Best compliment you've ever received from your son.
That I'm the best mom.
Oh, I love that. Something you can't leave the house without.
My phone.
All right. Dream client.
Ooh. Dream client. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one because I really love my clients.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're living the dream.
I'm living my dream.
Okay. Guilty pleasure.
Ooh, French fries.
Love it. French fries, just French fries?
Just French fries. I can eat French fries breakfast.
Girl dinner. Yeah. Girl
breakfast,
dinner.
Breakfast and espresso martinis, but that's a real
girl. A girl dinner. After my own heart.
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you so much for joining me on Mom to Mom. Let everyone know where they can find you and all the cool things that you're up to.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram, Marina A. Middleton, and the blueprintmastermind.com right now is where you can work with me.
And she's a great follow on Instagram. I can tell Yay. You are enjoying yourself.
Yes.
So something to check out.
All right, that's a wrap for this episode of Mom to Mom. Hope you enjoyed the conversation with Marina. I took a lot from this. I'm already doing so much of what we talked about, like scheduling out our day and just like these little things that I feel like are life changing. If you want to hear more podcasts like this, check out Mom to Mom with Maria Sansone wherever you find your podcasts. And if you're in the New England area, you can watch the podcast on TV on Mondays at 11:30 a.m. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I'll see you next time here on Mom to Mom.